Okay. So what would you like to share about gratitude, including anything about how gratitude feeds freedom? Freedom from craving. Yeah, please.
I just wanted to say one more thing. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be encouraged to sit with somebody that I don't otherwise know.
Great. You're welcome. Great. Others? Gratitude? Gratitude and freedom?
It feels really good to be talking about. It feels good in your body to be talking about how grateful. And I realize sometimes when I'm saying I'm grateful for certain things, then my mind goes, well, it's not a perfect thing, but that's okay. I'm grateful for that part of that person. That's been connected to me.
Yeah, that's great. When your body feels happy, like you said, when your body is grateful, is there much craving? Isn't that interesting? When the body's, you know, for me, I remember the book title of a guru I had for some time, Adi Da, The Eating Gorilla Comes in Peace. In other words, when we're, you know, grateful for what we have, there's really not, the nutriments of craving are not at all so present. Yeah, Harold.
It just occurred to me that when gratefulness is there, there's enough.
Exactly.
Which is the springboard for being generous.
Yeah.
Which is in itself practice, a great practice.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I think the practice of gratitude and gladness, which is very related, is enormously powerful as well as very happy-making and rewarding and body-calming and upset-reducing and opening to others in practice. Gratitude, yeah.
I think it relates to what you were talking about last week about the sacred. I just think it's really close to that. In a sacred space, you know, if there's a sense of gratitude for me, not being so much caught in self.
Yeah. Good. Thank you very much. Yeah.
My partner and I, she and I have been doing this imago practice, intentional dialogue, for about 2-3 years, and part of it is developing a ritual of daily appreciations. And something so simple as taking 2 or 3 minutes out and doing this literally not only changes the day, it's just changed the course of our relationship.
That's beautiful. Just imagine starting with people, you know, in our lives. Both people we're happy with, but perhaps in particular, people we're not so happy with. Mm-hmm. And start by considering what it is that we're glad about or grateful about with regard to that person. Mm-hmm. So, as we move to a wrap, anyone else about this relationship, especially between gratitude and the body being happy, and as Harold said, already full, as a wonderful way to undo the craving that leads to suffering?
Well, I was just sharing with my partner tonight that just the simple things in life, like being aware or conscious of when I go to bed at night and I put my head on my pillowcase and being grateful for having the linen, you know, on my cheek. And the air coming through the window, that's enough. And I think when we take care of ourselves, we're in enough service to others, and we can then go out and spread the gratitude.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I would just like to underscore that when I think of, it's actually true that I've, at this point, a pretty automatic process of looking for things to appreciate in situations. In probably not next week, but the week after, I'm going to focus on the negative feeling tone, which is actually, because of evolution, the most powerful feeling tone, and the one that, interestingly, not coincidentally, I think, the Buddha put a lot of focus on. You know, the feeling tone that leads to aversion or hatred, broadly defined. And the alternative to that is feeling relatively strong, safe, and peaceful, okay? As a kind of an a priori, preemptive strike, if you will. So anyway, I do almost automatically, I've noticed in my mind, a fairly common just refocusing on what's all right, what's working okay, what is there to be grateful for. And very often, exactly as you said, it turns to extremely small little things. It just reminds me of little kids who can just, you know what I mean? They can go, wow, salt. You know, like, wow, we don't have to go in the woods, we don't have to go to the seashore, it's just like salt right there. Or pepper, like, oh wow, peppercorns. You know, literally, apparently, a true story, at some point when the barbarian hordes were getting ready to sack Rome, Rome bought off the barbarian hordes, you know, probably around the year 300 AD, with literally a sack of peppercorns, because they were so valuable. Stuff that was considered to be so valuable, so exotic, chocolate, was reserved to for the kings and queens. It was this rare, rare thing, you know, and just stuff like that, little things, you know, like exactly what you said, like cotton, like cloth, just amazing, or fresh air, or living near the ocean. It's not a perfect world, but all these really, really little things, or just the little things of other people, like nice people. I mean, no one in this room has failed to mess up, right? No one in this room, including me, never has a snarky, nasty thought, okay? Right? And yet, it's also true that everyone in this room is fundamentally a good person who wants the best, who wants good for oneself and for others. We're surrounded by good people. Just ordinary, imperfect, but basically good people. Wow. So, this week, I encourage you to forgive the cliche phrase, but adopt the attitude of
gratitude.
So let's sit together for a minute and then end. Thank you. May our practice, and including our gratitude, help free ourselves and other beings from suffering and its causes. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for you.